Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're going through Ezekiel, and we've ended up in chapter 46. We'll just jump back here. And thus saith the Lord God, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east. Yes, we talked about the new moon and the Sabbaths and the six working days and how that fits in the calendar that the Heavenly Father gave the children of Israel when they were there in the desert. And how that calendar will be restored when Messiah returns. No, we will not be using the Lord God, the Pope's calendar. We will be using the Lord God Almighty, his calendar, the one that he gave the children of Israel when he sets up his kingdom for that millennial reign. We find the king's part in the restored temple after the 7 years desolation, and we pick up here with instruction. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be young bullock without blemish, six lambs, a ram, and they shall be without blemish. After he shall prepare a meat offering, an ephah for a bullock, an ephah for a ram, and for lambs according to his hand shall attain unto him, and the oil to, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And when the prince, or in this case, it is the king, specifically the king of Israel, whoever is the king at that time, not sure they had a king, though. Well, they must have had some kind of line of kings. Perhaps this was just a looking forward, because we don't have a lineage of kings. We do have, that's interesting. I'm going to have to look into that a little bit more, because I believe that this, of course, is referring to the Messiah, looking forward to the Messiah's part, being king and high priest, that position. Shall go in by the way of the porch of that gate, he shall go in forth by the way thereof. But when the people of the land shall come before Yahuwah in the solemn feasts, he that entereth in by the way of the north gate to worship shall go out by the way of the south gate, and he that entereth in by the way of the south gate shall go forth by the way of the north gate. He shall not return by the way of the gate whereby he came in, he shall go forth over against it. So there's a little instruction for whatever reason, that if you go in by one gate, you go out by the opposite gate. So you go all the way through the temple for some reason. And the prince in the midst of them, when they go in, shall go in, and when they go forth, shall go forth. And the feasts in the solemnities, and in the feasts and in the solemnities, the meat offerings shall be an ephah to a bullock and an ephah to a ram and to the lambs as he is able to give, and a hin of oil to an ephah. Now, when the prince shall prepare a voluntary burnt offering or peace offerings voluntarily unto Yahuwah, one shall open him the gate that looketh toward the east, and he shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings as he did on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go forth, and after his going forth, one shall shut the gate. Thou shalt daily prepare a burnt offering unto Yahuwah of a lamb of the first year without blemish. Thou shalt prepare it every morning. And thou shalt prepare a meat offering for it every morning, the sixth part of an ephah, and the third part of a hin of oil, to temper with the fine flour, a meat offering continually by perpetual ordinance unto Yahuwah. Thus shall he prepare the lamb and the meat offering and the oil every morning for a continual burnt offering. Thus saith Adonai Yahweh, if the prince give a gift unto any of his sons, the inheritance therefore thereof shall be his sons, it shall be their possession by inheritance. But if he give a gift of his inheritance to one of his servants, then it shall be his to the year of liberty, after it shall return to the prince, but his inheritance shall be his sons for them. Moreover, the prince shall not take of the people's inheritance by oppression to thrust them out of their possession, but he shall give his son's inheritance out of his own possessions, that my people be not scattered, every man from his possession. So we see here that land property rights, property rights in land were very important to our Heavenly Father, that the king was not to take the possession of the people to give to his sons or whoever he wanted to give to from someone else. That would be a punishable offense. And of course, him being the king, that punishment would be in the hand of the Almighty, as it was when Jezebel stole the inheritance of another man for her husband, the king, simply because he wanted it, and killed that man. Of course, the Heavenly Father punished Jezebel very severely, and of course, the king, that husband, had his punishment because his part was small, but he allowed the wickedness of his wife to, by law, steal the land of another man simply because he wanted it. And the man who owned it, that they stole it from, would not allow them to bully him into a deal that he didn't want. Sounds familiar to me. But anyway, that's the story of Jezebel and Ahab, and how they stole a man's land by murdering him, but using the law. Can you imagine that? They used the law by false accusations to put the man to death so they could steal his inheritance, his land, from his children, his sons. And so they did it just simply because they had the power. Many people think because they're successful in their theft that God is on their side, but they do greatly err. Just because you can do something does not mean that it's right or that that the Almighty approves of it. If you're doing anything that breaks his law, like Jezebel did when in that case where she bore false witness and raised up false witnesses to lie against that man in order to have him put to death by the law so that they could steal his land. Anytime you have to bear false witness, you're breaking God's law. You know that you're wrong. You're in the wrong if you have to lie and bear false witness against your neighbor to steal his land or steal anything from him. Just because you're successful at it doesn't mean that it's right or that God Almighty is on your side. You have a different God on your side, and that is the Lord of the Flies. Beelzebub is your God. You may go out there and pretend that you're a follower of Messiah or a Christian, but you are not. You are deceived and deceiving those about you. So our Heavenly Father, very serious about property rights, especially in land. He says, moreover, the prince shall not take of the people's inheritance by oppression to thrust them out of their possession, but he shall give his son's inheritance out of his own possession, that my people be not scattered, every man from his possession. Very important, because if you have possession in the land, your property rights are secure, you do not become a slave, and you are not scattered. That's why this government, this Roman-style government we have out here, wants to take your sons and daughters and school them in the ways of the world, and deprive them of their land by property taxes, which are unlawful, according to the law of God. They dispossess the people by placing a higher claim on your property. And if you don't pay those fees, well, they'll come in by the threat of violence and take your land and move you off and give it to someone who will pay their tribute to them. So you have to pay your tribute every year or be dispossessed. And when times come, like are coming right now, well, the great dispossession takes place because people can't pay their property taxes, which are run up and up and up through the values of the properties being run up and up. And then the Great Depression comes that they bring about, and then they dispossess people of their lands because they can't pay their property taxes, or for whatever reason, or they die and they don't practice the law of God and property rights. And they don't recognize what our Heavenly Father has written in his law: thou shalt not steal. After he brought after he brought me through the entry, let's get back up here. Okay, don't want everyone scattered. After he brought me through the entry, which was at the side of the gate in the holy chambers of the priests, which looked toward the north, and behold, there was a place on the two sides westward. Then said he to me, this is the place where the priests shall boil the trespass offering and the sin offering, where they shall bake the meat offering, that they bear them not out into the utter court to sanctify the people. Then he brought me forth to the utter court and caused me to pass by the four corners of the court. And behold, every corner of the court, there was a court. In the four corners of the court, there were courts jointly joined to of 40 cubits long and 30 broad. These four corners were of one measure, and there was a row of buildings round about them, four, and it was made with boiling places under the rows round about. Then said he unto me, these are the places of them that boil, where the ministers of the house shall boil the sacrifice of the people. Chapter 47, verse 1. Afterward he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then he brought me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters to the waters. Through the waters, the waters were to the ankles. And he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters were to the knees. And again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the loins. Afterward he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said to me, son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. And when I returned, behold, at the brink of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. And he said unto me, these waters issued out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything that live whither the river cometh. And it shall pass, and it shall come to pass, that the fishers shall stand upon it from the Engedi, even to the Eneglaim, and they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many. But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed, and they shall be given to salt. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issue out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, for the leaf thereof is for medicine. Thus saith Adonai Yahweh, this shall be the border whereby ye shall inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Now we've just completed instructions for the temple and of the service of the temple. And of course, if you go over to Israel today, you'll find that they're learning these instructions now. But these were instructions for the coming out of the 70-year desolations. And these would be the same instructions that they would use for if they believe that those that do not follow Messiah and have taken up where the disobedient left off, and that was in the temple service, because the Messiah told his people to flee. And he said, you have a new covenant, and you know, you'll do this in remembrance of me. There's no more priest temple sacrifice system. The Messiah put an end to that in the middle of the true 70th week of Daniel by offering up himself as a sacrifice once for all for sin. But we find in the desert today that there is something going on there, that they are training. And these would be the instructions that they're looking forward to institute the priest-temple sacrifice system again. I would believe that these are the instructions that they're training with over there in the desert today for the false 70th week of Daniel that is being set up by the Antichrist Church out of its headquarters in the Vatican. And if you go to my website, crosstheborder.org, you'll find their articles pertaining to that. So pay special attention to that, and pay special attention to the audio that I have posted there with the articles. And you can also go to my interviews page there on crosstheborder.org, and you'll find many interesting discussions on prophecy between myself and Tom Fress of Inquisition Update. And listen to those that help you to understand our thinking and what we have in mind when we are interpreting these prophecy scriptures. We believe correctly, and there you can find our reasoning and what scriptures we're using in our discussions there. You can make any challenges or perhaps even challenge your own thinking. The only way we've come to the point, and especially I can speak for myself, I've come to the point where I am in understanding prophecy and throwing off the Counter-Reformation eschatology is through scriptural and biblical studies, and I believe that by the Holy Spirit and rightly dividing the word of our Heavenly Father. And if that's what you're into, if you're with me on that, you want to rightly divide the word, you want to understand, you want to use the scripture to interpret scripture, then it's a good place to start, a good place to challenge. If you get to a page on prophecy and you want to challenge something, then challenge it on that page in the comments section. That way, it can be answered there, and everyone can be edified. It's a good tool, so take advantage of that there, crosstheborder.org. Now, we're getting into the part where they're going to divide up the land, and of course, that really, we're not going to be dividing up the land, and I don't think they're going to divide up the land when they get to resetting up the, you know, for the mock-up there of the Counter-Reformation 70th week of Daniel, false prophecy, I call it. How far they get with the temple, well, we'll see. So that's what we're getting into now. So let's get through it. And this, thus saith the Lord God, chapter 7, 47, verse 13, thus saith the Lord God, this shall be the border whereby you shall inherit the land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions, and you shall inherit it, one as well as another, concerning that which I lifted up mine hand to give unto your fathers, and this land shall fall unto you for inheritance. This shall be the border of the land toward the north side from the great sea, the way of Hethlon, as men go to Zedad, Hamath, Beeroth, Sibrium, which is between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, and Hazar Hatikan, which is by the coast of Hauran. And the border from the sea shall be Hazar Enan, and the border of Damascus, and the northward, and the border of Hamath, and this is the north side. And the east side you shall measure from Hauran, and from Damascus, and from Gilead, and from the land of Israel by the Jordan, and from the border unto the east sea, and this is the east side. And the south side southward from Tamar, even to the waters of strife in Kadesh, the river to be the great sea, and this is the south side southward. And the west side also shall be the great sea from the border till a man come over against Hamath, This is the west side. So you shall divide this land unto you according to the tribes of Israel. See, all of the tribes are coming back into the land. Just because the 10 tribes were dispersed, or Israel, the northern 10 tribes, were dispersed before Judah when Babylon came in later, does not mean that those tribes were lost. Representatives of all those tribes were coming back into the land. The lost 10 tribes is a myth. Okay? There are representatives from all 12 tribes already scattered in all the earth among all the nations today. And it was so then also. He did not bring everyone back into the land, but he brought in whom he would that were called back when they were restored from the 70 years desolation and up until the Messiah came, and when Israel as a separate nation was abolished from its place in the land, according to the prophecy of Daniel, when he said 70 weeks are determined, and Israel was part of what was determined in that 70 weeks. So let's, with that understanding, let's pick up here. The west side, okay, read that. It shall come to pass that you should divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that sojourn among you, which shall beget children among you and shall be unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel. They shall have an inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And you'll find that some of those strangers that sojourned even made it into the lineage of the Messiah. Some of the strangers that sojourned before the 70 years desolation came. And we have that there in the scriptures. Interested in that, you can, that's a study. And it shall come to pass that in what tribe the stranger sojourneth, there shall you give him his inheritance. In other words, he would be joined to that tribe, saith Yahuwah Adonai. So we find that Israel was not just the sons of Israel and their offspring, but it was people who were brought in by the gospel message into the nation. In whatever tribe they were brought in, they were added to that tribe. They were added to that tribe, and they became part of that tribe in Israel. And I believe that in the spiritual realm, in his holy nation, in holy Israel, spiritual Israel that exists today, I believe that is exactly how it happens. And although we may not be able to identify which tribe we are added to, whether if we're added or whether we're of that tribe already and don't know it, that's something that will be revealed in time. You're listening to Cross the Border. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.